On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
It's Tori's Good Times. Hello, Tuesday. Getting on a little late on my Tuesday, but let's just jump right into this, shall we? Even though, I am digging that music. Love the Smiths. That's one of their great songs. They're all great songs. Who are we kidding? Who am I kidding? Let's jump right into Tori in the Car, because I really want to get this segment off. I got a lot to talk about. Let's do this now. Okay, Tori here. This is the driving segment. Segment portion. It's the same word, right? Okay. Anywho, so Tori just went to IKEA. Here's my recommendation for y'all. Okay? Don't go. Only because it's a weekend. Tori went on the weekend. Tori went on Saturday after my McLean Hospital event. I went to IKEA. Now, it's more of a social experiment for me because I love cultures and you hear all different languages, you see all different people, and I did actually ask one woman what her accent was. It was so lovely. She was so pretty and she was from Turkey. So I could, of course, say merhaba, and she was very smiled when I say that, as people do. There's also salam. Anyway, so that was nice, little interaction, and I do like hearing languages, and IKEA is the place to do it. However, that said, it is a madhouse. Between now and Christmas, every place is a madhouse. Now, besides just going as a social experiment on a weekend before Christmas, before Black Friday even, and I'm not going out Black Friday, I don't think. Unless my brother wants to go with me like we did one year as another social experiment. We didn't buy anything, but we looked around. The lines were so long, who would buy anything anyway? But back to IKEA for a second. If you play Pokemon Go, which I hadn't in a while, but I thought, let me see what's happening in IKEA with Pokemon Go, and lo and behold, there were a lot. I caught about a dozen different Pokemon. You can just walk around the building and they pop up, they emerge, they catch, and there's even an Abra there. So that's pretty cool. I mean, you who know some of the Pokemon, that was a nice little one, even though his CP was 71. I wasn't thrilled about that, but I got him with one ball. There were some high CP ones there as well, although obviously Weedles are emerging. However, that said, yeah, Pokemon is ripe at IKEA if you want to go there just to walk around. They didn't get 1 cent of my money, by the way. No, I wasn't tempted by their low prices. And about half the people there I didn't see had a basket or anything. They were like browsing. The other half of the people sure did. It's buy it. Buy it, buy it, buy it right now. But you know what? I'm sort of mad at IKEA still. That's why I don't want to give them any of my money, because they didn't hire me. I went in for the interview. I don't know if I got called back. I don't remember, because it was a while ago. It was still this year, though. It was either this year or last year. It was within the last 12 months. And I thought, you know what? I'm just too old then, apparently. Oh, no, 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 no. You should see some of the old fogies they got working in there. And they don't look like the brightest bulbs in the box either. And yet I'm not qualified? Oh, really? Don't hire me, IKEA. Why? But you're hiring these retirees to do what? That is something I'm not qualified to do? So I'm a little ticked at them. So I told them to screw off, basically, in one of the emails that they were, because they gave me two different reasons why they were not hiring me or something. So I knew that was baloney. Okay, so I pretty much told him to screw, and I'm going to get a job elsewhere, which is fine, but I'm very disappointed in you, IKEA, in case you're not listening to this, and you're probably not, so that's fine, too. You suck. I don't like your low prices and how to put together beds and things, so I am not going back there, unless it's to catch Pokemon or for a social experiment, okay? That's it. Okay, that's my IKEA rant in the car. which is part of the Tory show. You know, I get in my car and, okay, so a part of the driving experience now, on a weekend before Christmas, it's November, yikes. It's not great. I know it's going to get worse though. So it's a beautiful day, so that might help. People get out, they like to go out and about. There are some dark clouds coming in though. I don't know what that's really about. Half the sky is, do you ever notice that half the sky is like beautiful blue and the other half is like a monsoon is coming? Well, that's what's going on again. So is it gonna clear or is it gonna cloud? I vote cloud, and I haven't even looked at the weather report. So, and I don't think you're gonna be able to hear me too well because I'm talking really loud because I'm missing a window in my car. And so you're gonna hear that bag covering it. So I'm probably gonna cut this segment short. I'm gonna wrap it up at about 5 minutes. I know that's not a lot, but it's not just good, it's good enough. Okay, now back to you, Tori. Well, that was fun, right? That was me in the car. And I don't have to tell you this, but I got lost. It wasn't really I got lost. I missed my exit because I was talking into this recorder. And, you know, it's funny because at least two guys I've been in relationships with, three. Three. I just thought of the third. We've been on the highway and talking, and we went right by the exit we're supposed to take. It's happened at least three times in my memory that I can remember. Maybe I'm the distracting one. I'm distracting these guys driving, and they just don't know what's happening. I mean, I'm over on my side of the car. I'm not physically distracting anyone, but we're just in deep conversation of some type. So warning, if my mouth is going blah, 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 you're going to be on another planet perhaps and not even focused on the road. And I do it to myself even. Okay, so enough of that. Thanksgiving is almost upon us. So what are you doing? I can't hear you. Don't even talk to me about what you're doing. Here's what I'm doing. I guess that's what you really can only appreciate, unless it's what you're doing, which I guess you can tell me later somehow on Facebook, maybe. Still won't care, because Thanksgiving to me, I don't know, Ron said it's his favorite holiday because of eating. It's one of my least favorite holidays, and I don't think I'm alone there. And it's not because you get together with family, although that used to be a consideration when I had in-laws. That's not a big deal. It's just another day to eat. I mean, you're with your family when you're eating and stuff like that. I guess that's fine. The togetherness is good. I don't overeat. I don't overeat anyway. So it's really not about the food for me. It's really, I don't know. It's not one of my favorite holidays. As I said, if I had to pick a favorite holiday, that's a rough one. I'm not a holiday person, first of all. Maybe Halloween if I'm doing something really cool. Other than that, I don't see my birthday. If I'm doing something fun, I like birthdays, but that's not necessarily a holiday. I hate to keep saying I don't care for Christmas unless you're with little kids, because it's really for children. Christmas is for children. Any adult that gets way too into Christmas, I don't get that at all. Unless you're into it to see the expression on other people's faces when they get something like a little kid. Again, kids, it's exciting. There's Santa and stuff and toys. I don't like Valentine's Day. Even if I'm in a relationship, I don't think it's that great. It's whatever it is. Valentine's Day is every day. If you're in a relationship, that's every day. You don't need to single out a day. I think it's a card company scam, to be honest, with greeting cards. I think they sell more cards Valentine's Day than any other holiday. So I don't know what that leaves us. Labor Day. I mean, really? No, I don't care. There's no school. There's no work. That's good, I suppose. 4th of July, fireworks. It's too loud. It's noisy. It's boisterous. It's for drunken people. They like that holiday. I think it's okay with little sparklers, maybe some fireworks for a little while, and then end it. Problem is, it goes on too long. It's like every weekend, there's a bunch of fireworks. So I would say no with that. St. Patrick's Day is like drinking and parades. I don't care. I don't really care. That comes and goes. I could even sleep through it, and I won't even know I missed it. So that really doesn't count. President's Day. You know, remember President's Day in February? That used to be two holidays. First you had Washington's birthday, and then you had Lincoln's birthday. And they came within close proximity of each other. And I think, as I remember growing up, going to school, we might have had both Mondays off, or whatever day it was. I think it was Monday. So now it's consolidated into President's Day, and you get one day, and it's where you buy a car, I guess. I don't know the connotations of the importance of President's Day, because you already have Independence Day. You have Memorial Day, which is interesting about Memorial Day. This is for veterans that have died. So if you were an American military and you have passed away, this is when you're honored. Okay, Memorial Day. Think about it. Memorial. It's a memoriam, memory. Okay. I have a son in the Air Force, and on Veterans Day, sometimes they thanked him on Memorial Day is what it was. And when they thank him on Memorial Day in May, he said, "I'm still alive. Why don't you thank me on Veterans Day?" So again, it's only for the soldiers that have passed on Memorial Day. Veterans Day, still here. You can even celebrate the ones that died, of course, but celebrate the ones that are around. Thank you. He used to say it sarcastically. I'll say it again. That's that. Any more holidays I'm forgetting about? I think August is the only month that I can think of that doesn't have a holiday. August is holiday free. Kick back. Don't worry. You're going to have to work every day unless you're on summer vacation. January, we did that. Did we do that? What's January? Besides January 1st, New Year's Day. February, March, April. Oh, Easter. Yeah. Easter, again, it's either Jesus or bunnies. So, take your pick. Name your poison. Do you want Easter candy from a little bunny? Or do you want Jesus coming back to life? He died for your sins, so get sinning. Or he died for nothing. Okay? All right, we did May, June. Oh, June is like Flag Day, I think. Again, America. Heck yeah. And that's all I'm going to say in that way. That's not how the song goes. So Flag Day, I don't know. What else you got in June? Father's Day. Mother's Day in May. You got mothers and fathers. This was Grandparents' Day, Secretary's Day, Boss Day. I don't even know. People are making things up, and that's okay. But you still got to go to work, usually. Or it's on a Sunday. Which, whatever. Labor Day, we covered September. Yeah, October. Oh, October, you have Columbus Day and Halloween. You got a couple things in there, along with Jewish holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. You have Muslim holidays in there, Eids, a bunch of Eids. I don't follow all that. So that brings us back to November, where we are now, and you've got Veterans Day, and you've got Thanksgiving. And December, you have Hanukkah and Christmas. It's really just, you know, gift-giving stuff. Let's give each other. Let's spend money. Let's go into debt. You're bombarded. I don't like going to the mall starting in November because it's all Christmas. You either feel bad you have no money and you can't get anything. You feel pressure. You feel sadness for people that are gone in your life. It's depressing in a way, and it's always been depressing to my father. So he doesn't like Christmas, and being around him is then doubly worse because you're like, oh, Dad hates this. Oh, yeah, I hate it too. Not so much, again, if you have children and you're getting these things for them and they're happy. Okay, little family units going on. Now, I don't really like it. I feel, again, obligated. I have to get a few things for a few people that I know will get something for me. I used to send out cards. I don't do that anymore. I used to have a list. I used to spend lots of money on postage, on cards, time, handwriting, everything out. Drew little holly leaves on the envelopes. I used to spend a lot of time. But, you know, the rewards were great because I got some cards back. I still actually get a couple of cards for Christmas, even though I send none. I still get a couple. That forces me to kind of get out of my shell and send a couple out to people I get them from. But that's it. I'm not initiating anymore. Okay, so enough with the holiday talk. We've covered, I think, everything. If I forgot anything, too bad. Don't let me know because I already don't care. Okay. Oh, so I did see a commercial for something called, I think it's 24 Legend. I don't know. It's anyway, it's supposed to be about the new 24 series after the Super Bowl. It was a long trailer for it. It did not excite me. I am not going to watch it. I'm not saying the trailer wasn't exciting and nail-biting, whatever. I guess it was. But I'm just Kiefer Sutherland. I'm about Kiefer Sutherland. I'm about Jack Bauer. And it had no Jack Bauer people. It was kind of trying to do the same thing. But it was too urban for me. The music was urban. Everything was not interesting to me. Again, more terrorist plots. Yeah, been there, done that. And it, but if it had Jack Bauer in it, I'd probably watch anything. I'd probably watch him sleeping or something. But again, not for me. So I'm not even giving it a chance. I don't want to give any other TV programs a chance. I've mentioned this before on the Tory Show of what I watch. It's under 10 shows, I think. And they're mostly cable. And I always watch them without commercials. They're always seen elsewhere. They're not seen on live television because of commercials. Unless it's once in a great while, if some season premiere, season finale, and I've got to see it then because it's going to get spoiled all over Facebook, I might need to catch the beginning or the end of Walking Dead. Otherwise, not really caring. And speaking of The Walking Dead, which you know I watch since day one, 2010. It's been 6 years, going on seven. I guess they're in season seven now, so that makes sense. And the graphic novel is awesome. It's better than the TV show, but if you don't want to read, then you're not going to do it anyway. But I'm just telling you, I've read a little ahead, so I know what's happening with Carl. Carl in the back of the truck. That's in the comics, too, about his sneaking onto Negan's property. I think I've read that far ahead, but I'm going to start to read even more because I want to be ahead of the TV show a little bit. So I'm kind of like, oh, this part's, oh, what are they going to do here? I know what's coming now. Oh, this part. But last week's episode was kind of meh. There was really, the week before, even though it was kind of cerebral and you had to, or even a couple of weeks before, I think, when Carol was with King Eli. What's his name? I guess Eli's short for Eliza. But anyway, that was a good show to get inside his head and her head, and I think they're going to end up as a couple. And I've not read that far ahead, but I do think that's happening. And that's good. I like that. But last week's was very dry with the guy from Terminator. His name is Xavier Berkeley, maybe? All I can think of every time I see this guy is Terminator 2, when he was drinking the milk out of the milk carton and his wife, who he thought was his wife, was really T2, and did that big long jab right through his head when he was drinking the milk, and that took care of him. So again, he's a James Cameron guy, and of course James Cameron directed that movie, so he would pick him for his projects. And I can't see him as any other character. He always plays a bad guy, as far as I know. I think he's kind of good looking, and that might be attractive in a way. He's a bad guy. But back to Walking Dead again. Their season opener was so graphic and horrible and yuck. But now they're really, that's it. They blew their load. It's done. Now it's just trekking along. So if you're afraid to watch it because of any kind of gore, it's even less gory maybe than it used to be. It's just getting into really long dialogues. And you see, it's like a power trip. Who can be in the most control? And I think the Negan character is really irritating. Oh, he's such a jerk. Oh, I just really, it's great acting. It's great writing, acting. Again, though, I think I've mentioned this before about Greg Nicotero. He's my favorite director. And he did not direct last week's episode. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Sad trumpet time. And it was, again, I agree, it was not that great. But if his name is at the beginning, I'm already excited because I know it's going to be good. And any of your favorite episodes, I can almost guarantee he has directed them. And you can look that up. Okay, I really think we must address Standing Rock, North Dakota, the Dakota Pipeline. This, you know, these are peaceful protesters, number one, that have the absolute right to protest. And this is on Indian land, Indian reservation land, that, you know, America came in and took land from people and then the whole country, actually. But then they said, OK, well, you can have these certain reservations scattered about the country. OK, then stick to that. If that was the agreement way back when, why are you reneging on that now?
that isn't right. It wasn't even right to take the whole country. I almost want to cry when I think about it. But no, I mean, it's really heartbreaking. And that they would turn these water hoses on these peaceful protesters on a cold night and think they can just get away with that. And if anyone was killed, so what? Why are they there? That's not the right thinking. And I'm really interested to see how Trump is going to handle this moving forward next year. I mean, it's too bad it can't be resolved right now, but I don't know how it's going to be. I don't know why Obama isn't stepping up and doing more about this. It's just sort of left to these protesters. Come on. What are you doing, America? I'm glad there's a lot of people standing behind the protesters. And I was even surprised to find out Trump supporters are as well. It was explained to me they're very anti-rural government. Okay, I guess who's not? But it's good to know that most people are in on this together. But when even some Trump protesters are Trump supporters are for the protesters, some aren't, and they're calling them dirty, unwashed hippies. It's one way for them to get a bath. I mean, you're hearing that also. So I don't have respect for people that are looking down on anyone protesting something that's wrong, and they have their right to protest. And this is on Indian land. Again, what is that about? I mean, I don't understand how you can give someone land that you stole anyway and say, okay, well, you can keep this, and then decide to change your mind later. Think about that. Think about the promises that are always being broken. So how can you believe anything Trump is saying if it's going to be a broken promise also? And again, he was going to prosecute Hillary or I'm going to put that woman in jail. And he's not. You just have to understand they're friends. They've been friends for a long time. That was all talk. And if that was all talk, people, you better best believe the other things were talk as well. And I'm afraid you're going to find out the hard way. But again, I'm going to be pointing my finger and saying, ha, ha, ha. And in a way, I'm glad Hillary didn't win, because then you would do it to me. And oh, no, 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 no. John Doe has the upper hand. John Doe has the upper hand here. Remember that, Trump supporters, because I'm going to make you remember. Okay, I won't be silenced. You can't turn a water cannon on me, because I'm out here every week, 3 times a week, talking to y'all. Also, another children's bus crashed. Can't believe it. This time was in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hit a tree. At least five children were killed. And the driver was charged with vehicular homicide. How are these bus drivers being screened? And I think this is not just in the South, not just because it's Tennessee. It happens all over the country. In the progressive West and Northeast, these things happen. Do they just sign up anybody that wants to drive a bus? I've looked at some of these bus drivers. I'm a little suspicious. When I was a kid, I mean, you'd think they would have changed. I mean, that was a long time ago when I was on a school bus. And the drivers just kind of, they're in their own little universe. I don't know if they're drinking. I don't know what's happening, but they don't care. They're just trying to tune y'all out in the back of the bus where we're having mayhem, okay? I remember, and this is 100% true, as I am on the back of the bus, I always wanted to get the back seat. It was always a big fight. Who's going to get the very back of the bus? Oh, it was always a big deal. Okay, so the times I did make it to the back of the bus, the seats, I'm sure they've been fixed now, but I'm talking the 70s, 1970s, the seats weren't even attached always, so they would be able to lift it off very easily. So we'd go over this one bump. I'll never forget. It was on West Chestnut Street in Brockton. I'll never forget it because it happened all the time because it's the route you take every day, 5 days a week. That one bump, which was probably fixed. Again, everything's fixed. The road, the buses. But back then, I remember flying off. There were no seat belts. I don't think there are now. I flew off the seat. And when I came back down, and I'm a tiny person. I was tinier then. When I came back down, the seat had removed itself and flung off onto the ground. So when I came back down, I was into the metal pit of the seat, and it hurt my back. I was like, ow. Luckily, kids, you know, we're flexible. We can bounce back from that. My back still hurts today. Not because of that, probably. But again, this is ridiculous. And you think it's fun because you're like, woohoo, here comes the bump. And you don't expect that you're going to come down back into a metal pit. But that's what happened. And I learned my lesson. I didn't want to do that ever again. So back to these bus drivers. Okay, this was 40 years ago. Are they better? Now, it doesn't look that way. There's, you know, more closeted opiate people that are getting high on OxyContin and all this stuff. Are they being screened? Are these bus drivers really being screened? I don't think there's an excuse to hit a tree. It's so hard that your butt, how fast are you going? The bus tips over, children die. What's happening here? These are your kids. You better demand that these bus drivers in every state be held accountable and be screened and everything, whatever they need to be, for you to feel safe. I've heard of bus drivers have kids fall asleep on the bus and they just get off and the kids are found on the bus alone later. Another problem. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Howdy, Sheriff. Hi there, Muskie. Okay, listen, that's just my deputy dog impersonation. I like to do cartoon voices. Anyhow, okay, so anyhow, ooh, that reminds me. I can say hello in about 16 languages, something like that. So let's try that, shall we? Some are more expansive, like, hi, how are you, even. So let's try that. Ni hao. Ni hao is Chinese. Ni hao. Ni hao. Ni hao ma. Japanese. Konnichiwa. Domo arigato. Bulgarian. Zdrasti. Greek. Yasso. Tikanis. Gala. How are you? Good, thank you. French. Bonjour, ça va? Bien, très bien. Spanish. Hola, ¿cómo está? Muy bien. Italian. Buongiorno. ¿Cómo sti? Okay. Polish. Cześć. Dzień dobry. All right. Russian. I know a little bit more Russian. Привет. Как у тебя дела? Хорошо. You've got пожалуйста. Спасибо. Завтра. Tomorrow. До свидания. Goodbye. Пока. Also, мерхабан. Assalamu alaikum. It's Arabic. Zayak, which is Egyptian, specifically Egyptian. Merdita is Albanian. Barev and Spetchev, Chatlov, Armenian. Namaste, Kimtu, Indian. Anyang Asayo, Korean. Guten Tag, wie geht es heute? Gut, it's German. And Ahoy, which is easy, is Czech. Those are just some samplings of what Tori does with a little accent, you know, and when I greet people in their language, when I ask them, oh, what's that accent? And they're surprised that I know, where are you from? I'm from here. But you'd think immediately you're from somewhere else. I've noticed over the years meeting people, especially of Russian descent, are a little closed off. And I think that had to do with the Cold War. When you meet someone, you know, American, you don't want to really come out and say you're Russian, they might be a little afraid to. But I did meet a family from Moldova many years ago in Florida, and that's how I learned Russian, which they speak in Moldova. So I befriended them, and that was nice because I could learn more of the language. When I worked in a Greek restaurant, I could pick up a little more Greek in some of the swear words, and that was nice. Other than that, the other languages, most of them are just, hi, how are you? There's no conversational things going on. I know I did learn a little more French, a little more Spanish, which you do in school. I didn't necessarily keep up with that, though. But if I had to, I mean, I love Italian. I would like to learn maybe some more Italian. I might have some tapes in Arabic, which is very hard to write, but like Greek and Russian, they're tricky to write, I think. Chinese, Japanese, lots of things like that. It's much easier to write French and Spanish. If I had to learn a language, in Italian, and even German. Those are easier to write, in my opinion. Again, Tori's show is just Tori's opinion on things, on life. I could do some of my accents. I might save that for another show. But, you know, I do that on the Ron show anyway. When we do our shows on Friday, NewEnglandBroadcasting.com, RonVanDam.com, and ECAT, EastonCAT.org, which we have the television show, which you can see us act goofy. When Easton has many serious programs, they do need a little bit of lightening up, and that's where we come in. Probably lightening up too much, but be that as it may. Not sure if I mentioned class action suits, that you should get on board with those. And it's not that I searched them out. I just got another $15 Facebook. I think it was Fraley versus Facebook. And I don't even remember signing up for it, But they sent me an email and I always accept because it's a few bucks. It's free. This time it was $15. Just got the check yesterday. I got LinkedIn $20 a couple of months ago. I've gotten Blockbusters in the past. If you get an email, in matter of fact, just sign up for as many websites as you can, because eventually if something goes wrong in whatever they do, their terms of service, they screw up, you can jump on board if they invite you in, and don't ever neglect it. My daughter said, I never check my email. That's my problem, because she would have gotten this Facebook one too. She's been on Facebook longer than me. Anyone on Facebook was eligible for the class action. And if you don't want $15, no questions asked, I mean, that's your problem. I do, and thank you. And you're welcome for letting you know to jump on board these class actions. Don't be afraid of it being spam email. If you've heard of Facebook, it's probably a thing. Same with LinkedIn. Same with Blockbuster. If it's Joe Schmo in the corner, I don't know. But these are reputable places. So join on. Get on Yelp. Get on whatever you want. Twitter. Because something might go wrong someday. And you benefit. You get a few dollars. Nothing wrong with that. Also, my dad has written an article, very good, on the GOP. I'm not going to read the whole thing because that's his territory. I don't know where he wants to put this, the New York Times. I don't know. But the gist of it is, I will give you a tiny bit of it. And for well over 100 years, the only real goal of the Republican Party has been to consolidate the wealth of the country, if not the world, into the hands of as few families as possible. The simple method, more and more tax cuts for the richest. Okay, hardly a platform that would attract a lot of voters, even if you could convince the moderately well-off with pseudoscientific trickle-down propaganda that they would benefit also. That's how it starts out, and it's a wonderful article. My dad's a super intellectual, and again, this is the Republican Party. They just want to do this, and he's been in the Republican Party. He's not now, but he was. He ran for attorney general, this and that. So he knows from the inside how it works, and he will elaborate that more in a wonderful article about the right and being in it. So anyway, that's all. You have to understand that Donald Trump is in it for the rich. So when you did vote for him with his false promises, and you're not rich, then you're going to see what happens. You'll get what you deserve. The rich, of course, voted for him because they knew that's what they needed to do. Okay. And it'll all come out in the wash, as the saying goes, so I won't elaborate on that anymore. What I will do is wrap up this week, because there's lots more to talk about. We're going to do another ECAD show tomorrow, so another podcast, I think. So we're going to get this, because of Thanksgiving, the week will be a little different. So hang in there, because I know you've got your Thanksgiving, and have fun with that. I mean, try to keep your mouth shut or take the high road. That's my best advice. And Tori, if nothing, has advice for you. Usually very good advice. So again, just quiet yourself, take the high road. You don't need to say anything. If you didn't vote for Trump, your hands are clean. Just quiet down and wait till it all happens next year. Just say, okay, nod and smile. It's nod and smile time, everybody. Okay, enjoy the sick beats here, Violent Femmes. Okay, peace. Where she is now, I can only guess, 'cause it's gone, daddy gone.